Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part. I am your host, Vincent Trewell, and my special guest this evening is spiritual hypnotist and friend of the show, Star Vance.
Good
Welcome back,
evening,
Star.
everyone. Thank you.
Yes. Something important, by any measure, is going to happen tomorrow. We're recording this Sunday, but Monday, the 8th, there will be a major and total solar eclipse that will be visible through much of the United States. That's fact. We know that's going to happen.
Yes.
But some people have suspected that other things may happen. And some of them I found to be interesting. Sometimes in a genuinely interesting way. Sometimes a little tongue-in-cheek. As some people have dialed it up to 11 and really think some big things are going to happen tomorrow. I and Star and I were discussing this before we started recording. I don't make light of astrology. I don't practice it because I just don't know enough about it, but I have friends who do. And I do think that there are systems and that there is truth to astrology.
Yes.
I believe that. So I'm not mocking anybody that thinks that something of importance may be predicted or may be caused or be reflected by the fact that we're having this major eclipse. I just don't think there's going to be like an alien invasion. Okay. And I will go on record that nothing like that is going to happen. That's my prediction. So if I'm wrong, well,
be prepared to eat those words.
Yes, if I'm wrong, that's going to be the least of my worries once the major alien invasion has occurred. So yes, we just had a few stories and kind of wanted to go through them and just look at what some other people think might happen tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's see. Do you have one you'd like to mention, Star?
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
Okay.
How about you go first?
Okay, sure. I first got kind of tipped off on this when Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, a person who is probably the politician that gets the most mockery, which I'd have a lot more empathy if it wasn't 99% self-inflicted, said that the eclipse, which is actually very predictable and scientists have known was going to happen many years in advance, and the recent earthquake in the New York, New Jersey area were signs from God for America to repent. And, you know, I don't know exactly what she meant by that, but I'm sure it's something anti-woke. So
Yes.
yeah, that kind of got me thinking about this and looking up what other people were thinking might happen. And just to give the small amount of due, I don't know enough geology and, you know, that kind of science to know if the eclipse might have something to do with the unusual earthquakes that have happened. Because there was that major earthquake in Taiwan, and then there was it was major, even though no one was harmed, in the East Coast, which rarely gets earthquakes. And I wonder if the moon being in position might have some effect on plate tectonics.
I don't think it does because apparently the moon passes in front of the sun a lot during the year. But it just doesn't, we don't see it as clearly because it's not, you know, totality. I feel like if that were the case, there'd be a lot more and it'd be a bit more predictable. So I think it, in this one case, it really is a coincidence. Because what about all the other earthquakes that happen? You know what I mean?
That's true too. That's true too. I am kind of cherry picking the one that happened right before the eclipse was going to happen, you know, and there may be no relation at all. It's tough to say. Yeah. You're right. There are a lot more earthquakes than there are eclipses. A lot of the more out there predictions have centered around some very strange events being brought on by the eclipse. One that really caught my attention was, and has been getting a lot of attention on the alternative, and I'm making little quote signs, news world, is the CERN Large Hadrian Collider. Trying to spit that out. CERN, CERN, a big laboratory in Switzerland, will be doing a test involving subatomic particles on Monday. Now, they're not in a place where the eclipse is going to affect them at all. They won't see it. They have nothing to do with it. But people on the internet are afraid that they're going to open a portal to hell. And I'm not making that up. And for those who are interested, Google CERN eclipse and portal to hell and see what you get, because it's out there. And supposedly this hole will open up and things will come into our world and it will be very bad. I'm going to go on the record as that's not going to happen. I feel pretty confident on that one.
I'm not too familiar with the topic, but are subatomic particles even able to like create some kind of like, I know wormholes are a thing, but are they able, why this specific
I don't, why this thing, I don't know, but I know that it's been a long time source of interest, and I'm a conspiracy guy. I believe that there are conspiracies that take place. I just don't think this is one. There's a lot of people who have had a lot of concern for many years that the CERN laboratory is doing something that is disrupting our world. And I don't really see, I've never seen any evidence of that. That, I mean, some of their research is, you know, very advanced and frankly more than my knowledge of, you know, quantum physics. I don't have a full understanding there. I don't know if anybody does, but I don't see that CERN is going to open a portal to anything. And I don't see that they've somehow manipulated reality in a way that they've caused the Mandela effect, for example. Because they get the blame for that a lot. And I just do not see the connection there. The Mandela effect is a pretty interesting thing. Fodder for a whole show in itself. But I don't think it's caused by CERN. Whatever else is happening, I don't really don't think it's the subatomic particles. CERN didn't do themselves any favors a few years ago when they posted the people who work there posted a YouTube video where they deliberately pranked the people who
Oh
think they're
my
up to something, and they had all of these like secretive gestures, and they'd have like a book on Mandela laying on somebody's desk, and there were
Oh
all
my
these
God.
like, and it was clearly a parody. They were just kind of trolling or pulling the chain of the people who think they're up to weird, crazy things. But I wouldn't have really done that because it provided so much fodder for people to see, aha, they're doing this. And
That's
I
pretty
don't,
funny though.
I did see it, and it was pretty funny. But yeah, it's, I don't think there's anything other than interesting, but not, you know, deep conspiracy stuff, scientific research going on there.
Right.
That's all I think is
Maybe
happening.
they just don't care. Maybe they're
Oh,
just
that's,
like
I'm sure. Yeah. They made it really clear that I didn't care about that. it was funny. If you get a chance, it's worth watching. I think it's still on. I think it's still up on YouTube.
I'm gonna look it up because that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, I think you might enjoy it. So yeah, so there's the portal to hell thing that's been predicted. There is concern over an alien invasion.
Yeah. Always concerned about that.
Yes. I will also go on record that I don't believe that there's going to be an alien invasion tomorrow. I'm pretty bold about saying that because if there is an alien invasion, that's going to being wrong about it on a podcast is going to be
Yeah.
the least of my worries. We're trying to get away from giant bugs or whatever the hell
Also,
came
they
here.
if they were to come, they picked a hell of a day because so many people are going to be looking up in the sky.
Yes. Now that could be interesting. If anything happens that's kind of weird, it's going to have a huge audience.
That's true.
I'm thinking this would be the biggest collective looking up experience in many, many years. And if there was to be some UFO activity, it would have a massive audience.
It would. Maybe people are more hopeful that an alien would come rather than fearful that it will happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, that would, and I don't really think that there's going to be much of anything, but I could be wrong. And if the UFO phenomena wanted to show itself to us, that would be the ideal time to do it, would be tomorrow.
Yes.
Because you will have millions of people staring up into the sky, which you don't get a lot of, So we shall see. It'll all be spelled out, about 24 hours from now. And it's I'm honestly looking forward to it.
Me too.
I'm told we're gonna get 91% coverage.
91 in your area?
Yes.
95 in mine.
Oh wow, you've got
I'm gonna,
almost the totality.
yeah, I'm so, I'm gonna see it with a
That's
good
gonna
friend
be,
of mine. Very excited.
that's gonna be cool. And yeah, so it should certainly be worth witnessing and something
Yes.
memorable. And yeah, if something else shows up, it'd be very interesting. That'd be fascinating.
Be great.
No, there is a couple of things that are definitely happening. NASA's going to launch three rockets to do some specialized testing due to the eclipse. So that should be interesting.
Oh, what are they doing?
I am not completely sure how to explain their mission. I did read something about it, but they're going to go into space and do some measurements that are much easier to do during an eclipse than when there's not an eclipse going on.
Oh, are they measuring like the sun's corona, like the flares that come off of the sun?
I believe that is one of the things they're doing. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then there was something about sound.
Ooh.
And I really should look that up because there may be some very interesting results tomorrow
It
in the
sounds
real world.
interesting
Yeah.
because how would light affect sound in any way?
I'm not 100% sure. I guess I've got some research to do in the next little while.
The same
Yeah,
here.
it should be interesting. There is also the comet that's coming by.
Yes, I did read about that.
The so-called Devil's Comet. And I believe that involves no actual devils, but
Maybe that's why they think CERN's opening a portal to hell because of the devil
That's probably why. Yes. That
comment.
makes as much of sense as the rest of
As anything
it.
else.
Yes. One thing that I do not think will happen will be some big government operation where a bunch of people get locked up. There has been some fear mongering in the internet world that something big is happening, mass raids, because, and this is where you get a half truth. Several governors have declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard. However, that's not because they're not going to war and they're not going to impose martial law or something like that. You have a lot of the best places to see the eclipse are very rural. And so you will have like a county that maybe has a population of 10,000, and they get like 50,000 tourists pouring in there. And their six-person sheriff's department could use some assistance. The National Guard's mostly going to be there to direct traffic, to do some very mild crowd control, and some of these places are just going to be overwhelmed. And to take care of the, if you have enough people standing around in an area, some people get dehydrated, minor things like that happen, and it helps to have the National Guard there. But it's been reported sometimes as, big scream, headline of state of emergency, National Guard activated. And okay. Yeah, it's not really
It's
like that.
not that serious.
No.
Serious, but not a war.
Yes, not a war. Unless the aliens show up. But anyway, no, one of the big things is just, yeah, a lot of those places are going to be flooded with tourists. And the local officials have given, and even FEMA has given warnings to have some food and water stockpiled, and and gas up your vehicles in advance. If you cannot drive, don't, because it's just going to be a ton of people coming in. And it's hard to go to the grocery store if there's 50,000 tourists there.
True.
But again, the way it's phrased versus what's actually going to happen, probably two very different things. One of the other things that I don't think is going to happen is I do not believe that Monday is going to be the rapture. Though that has been floated as a possibility, I do not believe that all the Christians in the world are going to be taken up to heaven tomorrow. Again, if I'm wrong, well, I guess I'll just have to live with that one. But yes, that has been something that's been tossed around. I think that that's probably not what's going to happen. Nonetheless, I don't think that necessarily nothing is going to happen. I think that is a fascinating occurrence. And as we were talking about astrology, I think that it may be a time for people to have some opening up in their life, a time to make some changes, a time to reconsider things in your own life that are going on. And that there's a great potential for personal growth. I would say that.
I agree. And I was wondering what you thought of that last point, that last Christians thinking that the rapture is coming. Why on the eclipse? Maybe because Easter was recent, or I mean, that's the
So
only thing I could think of. Why now?
I went to a few different websites on this, and nobody had anything that really struck me as aha. Apparently, the day after the eclipse is a significant Jewish holiday. Though why that signaled the rapture, I don't really, I didn't see the connection. And the one thing that people seem to really be on about is if you take the path on the map that the eclipse is going to take, and you take the path of the last eclipse in 2017, and you superimpose them, you put them over each other, it makes an X. And okay, I'm going to need a little bit more than that, but that really has some people going. That means something, and that, depending on what your view is, that's a really big deal for some reason. And the fact that the path of the eclipse will co cover a lot of places that have biblical names, people have read a great deal of significance into that. Even though, if you just look at a map of the United States, there's a lot of places with biblical names. And, I don't really think you get that from that. But yes, there's something about a big X that just gets people's attention.
Well, I mean, X marks the spot, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, a commenter who, well, it's on Reddit, so I don't have their name. And I'm not really going to bother to look up their handle, but said that the spot marked by the Eclipse X was where they developed the COVID vaccine.
Is it?
Aha! I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, they were just
And
saying
that
that.
they were saying a lot of things that some involved anti-vax stuff, some involved flat earth stuff, and some involved QAnon related stuff. So yeah, it's all kind of that area. As far as where the X actually,
Intersects.
centers, it's, I don't think, it depends on how you draw the lines, because the path of the eclipse isn't, it's not that perfect. So I think you can put it in a couple different places. Yeah, I don't know what particular meaning that would have, but for some people, it has a great deal of meaning. Apparently,
That
but
is
yeah.
very interesting to me that it makes an X. I understand why people would find significance there because it feels like it feels like a message from something. I'm just not exactly sure if that message is rapture.
Yes. Well, I think as far as I understand, it's just a natural phenomenon that because it cuts across such a kind of a diagonal path. I don't know. And without just being a wise guy, there may be some significance to it. I just don't think it's the over the top, like kind of hyperbolic things that have been predicted that, I think we're all still going to be here on Tuesday. And
Agree.
we're going to go on with our lives. But it is interesting to see kind of the way people get worked up by something like the moon passing in front of the sun. Something that has happened countless times in the past and will happen countless in the future. But it is an interesting social phenomena to me, as much as it is a astrological or astronomical event.
Phenomenon,
Yeah. And I've been through a few of these, and a lot is just sort of hinting, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Does the upcoming solar eclipse and predict something? And the somewhat more serious ones that I've seen aren't directly related to the eclipse, but more to the general state of the world, and that this would be kind of just a marker of when things started to really go in a certain direction. And I'm less dismissive of.
Yeah, I'd be willing to follow that train.
It is very interesting because, hey, we do have, a very tense world situation,
We do.
and we do have a lot of different forces going on in our societies around the world. And there's the news, and then there's always the things that are happening kind of beneath the surface. And that's why I won't be completely dismissive of it's just the moon and the sun. It could be a, a portent or a like a sort of a like when the starting gun goes off for changes taking place.
Yeah, that's a good
And
analogy.
thank you. They could be negative. I mean, we're poised for war in different places. The Middle East is really absolutely terrible, the things that are happening there. Russia and Ukraine and China and Taiwan, things are, very heated. But I think also, and this is just me, my opinion and riffing a little bit, but I think there's a real desire among a lot of people across all societies and across all lines to not do this, to not have more war, to not have more hate and, more retaliation and attacking and violence and all of that, but to have peace break out, to build a better society. And I think that that's below the surface. We see a lot of, it's a lot of conflict in our society, and we're hyper polarized, and it's hard not to be part of that. But if, but I think below the surface, there's a lot of people who are really waiting for and looking for an opportunity to go in a totally different direction and to build a society that we all are part of and where we really have peace. And, we turn everything down and we, lower our weapons, you might say. We stop pointing guns at each other. And, we work things out in a way that everybody gains, that the world doesn't have to be a zero-sum game where one of us winning means the other one's losing. That we can both, it can be, we both benefit. And, I think if we're going to have a future, that's the route that we're going to go in.
I
And
completely agree. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It would be wonderful if this eclipse was the starting gun for that. And I believe that for several reasons. One of them being, we have been in the age of Capricorn for a long time. I think like 28 years or something like that. I'm not an astrologist at all. It might have been longer. But the age of Capricorn is pretty hard on everybody. And I would say everyone has been having a pretty hard time. But we're moving into the age of Aquarius. I think we are actually in there now. And it's a more lighthearted, more interested in your fellow man kind of energy, while Capricorn is more like, get your work done, get your grind on, like it's very CEO energy, which is great, but after a while it can be very draining and you can be very tired and you can be very just it's a very taxing energy.
Kind of
And
the rat race.
it, yeah, very much like that. And then while we're moving into Aquarius, it's more about, being, knowing your fellow person and getting to know the people around you, and also getting to know yourself, being more introspective. And then after that is the age of Pisces, which is all about, self-love and spirituality and like spiritual things. So, and that's years to come, but I think we're moving out of a more difficult space and into an easier one. And this eclipse might be the marker for that. That's what I'm looking at.
That is a very beautiful statement.
Thank
And
you.
yeah, I just follow up on that with there's, and this has been going on for decades, a lot of fear mongering and paranoia about a one world government. But I don't fear a one world government. I really kind of wish we'd kind of work together to make something like that, and we could stop killing each other. And we don't, I don't think that's something that has to be feared. And there's been a real campaign to scare people that there's going to be a new world order. And well, okay, the world order we have right now isn't working that great. There's always a world order. There's some way things work. And the one we have now, in which there's how many wars going on, and we've got nukes aimed at each other, and
And there's poverty and hunger and trafficking and all kinds of
yes,
things that should not be happening.
yes, and that don't have to happen. We don't have to live that way. We could do better. We could do things differently. We don't have to have millions of people in poverty. While other people have so much wealth that it couldn't, it's hard to even understand. And we could have a more equitable system. And we could have a system where we don't spend a huge amount on weapons every year. And we could have a world that would be. The way I kind of envision it is like a United States of Earth, that just like the United States has the 50 states, and they're very different from each other. Alabama is not Maine, is not California, but they all, nobody's going to war. I don't necessarily have the greatest love for the state of Illinois. Living in Wisconsin, we're traditional kind of sports rivals and things like that. But I know 100% Wisconsin's not going to war with Illinois. There's no reason to me that we couldn't have that all around the world. That,
While keeping all our individual cultures and
yes,
beliefs.
absolutely. That just as we have states that are part of a larger whole, we'd still have countries. There'd still be Ireland and Germany and Zimbabwe and everyone, but we just wouldn't go to war all the time. And we wouldn't be, guns drawn all the time. We could work out our problems the way that the United States works out our problems, and it's certainly not perfect, but we're not bombing Illinois either, and that we're not trying to destroy their economy. We're not, it's a cooperative partnership that, I think people should talk about, how it could be better. We don't have to be locked into this outdated system that, as you were just pointing out, comes from a very specific time period. What, comes from between the Industrial Revolution and the Cold War. And we don't have to be in that mindset forever. We can do something different. And but I don't think it's going to happen to the governments, because the governments are too busy doing what they're doing. I think it's going to be from the bottom up, that it's going to be
You're gonna start with "We the People."
Yes, exactly. And at some point, and it sounds maybe a little too, I don't know, sappy, but I don't think it is. I don't think that we're condemned to just repeat the past forever, that at some point we could stop banging our head against a wall and, choose to do something different. And,
It's like a
you
new
know,
form of evolution. Like,
yes. And I think it can only come through the spiritual paths that, it can't be just a better contract drawn up, by diplomats. That would probably be like the last step rather than the first step. And hey, maybe the eclipse is the start of all this. We shall, I mean, time will tell, but
My
I'd
vote
love
is
it to
yes.
be,
My vote is yes. It will
yes.
be.
And I really believe that regular people can make a difference in this type of stuff. And a lot of it is going to come from just changing from within, not so much, direct political action, but really from the spiritual progress that you were just mentioning, that when that happens, then the world is really going to change. And it's going to change in a positive way. I don't think that that's just, a feel-good fantasy. I think that that is really something that we could do. And I mean, all people of the world, what would happen if we didn't have borders that we had to defend with guns and bombs and, missiles? What would happen? And, and what if we could work together in a way that everybody could eat and, have a roof over their head and drinking water and stuff like that? And people didn't have to leave their country to come to a different country to get those basic things. I
What would
mean,
happen? A lot
I think
more happiness
it'd
would
be
happen.
pretty great. Yes. Yes. And, what if some very rich people had to pay some taxes? If you have a fortune of $80 billion, which people do, there are people like that, and this radical plan came through and we took half of your money, you'd have $40 billion. That's You're probably gonna be okay. You're probably gonna be all right. And a tiny sliver of people have an enormous amount of wealth. And how necessary is that? I don't think it's necessary. And really, while those who have that kind of wealth project a lot of power, they're really living at the mercy, and I don't mean that in a threatening way, but just kind of in a literal way, at the mercy of the rest of us. That I remember back, this is I'm showing my age, but back in 2012 in the Occupy movement and their slogan of "We are the 99%." And the 1%, and I'd even say it more like the 99.9%, the 0.1%, they need us. Okay, they need workers, they need
Ah, I see what you're
consumers,
saying.
they need servants, of all sorts. What do we need them for? We don't really need them, they need us. And if
Well, do we need them? I'm just wondering, just curious. Do we need them to like pay? Like they provide, I guess they don't provide all the jobs, but like the jobs that they pay for, they provide that payment,
Those, there are other models for a business to run on than having an owner paying employees. I'm a big fan of employee-owned corporations, that there are some, and some are very successful, where the workers actually own the place and, settle policy through voting. And, we could have all the things we have now, and more without, management as a separate entity, and without like one person owning this whole thing. The people who work there could own it.
It's a good point.
There's other ways to do it. And, none of that requires like Soviet Union style communism. That's not what I'm talking about. But just people owning things collectively. And, it does work in places that have tried it. It's not always, it would not always be easy. And there would be some, there's going to be disputes among human beings, but I think it could be a lot better than what it is today, And again, the real change comes from people caring about different things. And if all of us, were collectively as a group, cared more about the earth, cared more about the oceans, cared more about the wildlife, we'd behave differently. And a lot of things just wouldn't be tolerated anymore. And I look at, things have changed glacially slowly, but over time, things have changed. We don't have, dog fighting is not an acceptable sport anymore. Now, 100 years or so ago, it totally was. And, rich people would go in top hats and, watch dogs fight. It was totally normal, things last until people stop accepting them, and then they don't happen anymore. We don't have public floggings.
People are recycling more.
Yes. People are, well, yes, it's no longer acceptable for the company policy to get rid of waste by just dumping it in the river. And that used to be totally normal. Just, what do you do with this overflowing chemicals? Just throw in
Oh,
the river. Problem solved.
my goodness.
We don't allow that
So
anymore.
foolish.
Well, sometimes the rivers used to catch on fire,
Oh my God.
and that has happened, we don't allow that anymore. And we can change these things if we want to, but the consciousness has to change. And then that leads to the political change eventually, and I love what you're saying, that, we're going through a time of evolution, of spiritual evolution. And that means people are going to start caring about stuff more, about different things, about what their way of life does for to the, the biosphere, the earth, Gaia, the environment, and less about who has the flashiest watch,
Who has
or
the
the
biggest
nicest
gun?
car. Yes. That as we change, then the world will change.
I think it's inevitable. There was one thing I wouldn't wanted to mention.
Yes.
So I have heard this theory rolling around for a while, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a group of people that were saying the eclipse is going to cause this, but there's going to be a split of the Earth where not that it like splits in half literally, but splits in half in like two different timelines,
Oh, wow.
where like the good, all the good, the good things are gonna happen, like we're talking about, like all like people are gonna care more and become spiritually evolved and yada, all these wonderful things, and it's
Yes.
gonna go off in that direction. And then there's the split where it burns to the ground basically.
Wow.
And I don't know, I it feels like I don't want to believe it. I believe that there's hope for every person in every timeline. Well, maybe not every timeline. But I don't know. I just think that it feels like this would be a time where that's pretty pr that idea is pretty prominent.
I can see what you're saying, yes.
Because it is pretty bleak. It can be, if you look at everything, it is pretty bleak out here, and it is hard to hold on to an optimistic like mindset for the future.
Yes.
If you, especially if you're like looking at everything wrong. Not to get all hippy dippy spiritual on you all, but I honestly believe that it's really what you believe, like what you choose to call into your life. You can either want and decide to go with the good side, quote unquote,
Yes.
or you could just be like, oh, screw all humanity, I've lost my faith in humanity, everyone deserves the rapture, and then you can have that side of the earth. So that's, I just wanted to, that was just a thought that I had.
No, that's fascinating, yes. Because there seem to be those forces that are engaged in a lot of anger and a lot of fear, and who are deeply terrified of the future and want to go back to a past, in some cases, a past that never existed, but sometimes want to go back to just a really bad past, some of the worst parts of our history. And some people want to get back to that. And they seem really terrified of the future. And I see what you're talking about of a split there, because you can't go both ways. You know what I
Nope.
mean? It's, either we're going to, get a handle on our problems as humanity,
Yes.
or, the alternatives are pretty terrible, And they are real alternatives. Very bad things could happen.
Yeah.
And, doesn't have to happen though. We can stop that, I'm thinking of, and I want to make sure I get the wording right, but I think I have it. A Martin Luther King quote that we will live together as brothers, or we will die together as fools.
I like
And
that.
that's kind of the choice
Yeah.
still today. Yes.
Yes.
We as a country, we as people within the country, we can't be an island. And just, whatever happens to these other people happens.
Yeah.
We're in it together, whether we care to be or not. We are. And we can embrace ways of handling things that help everybody, or we can just kind of like, hey, I've got my cash and my guns, and the hell with all of you. And you can't do, and I'm not saying don't be prepared, but be realistically prepared and try to, have solutions where everybody benefits. We can't have that. We can do that, but we have to want to,
Yes.
and some people want to, and some people actively do not.
Yes.
And, that's how I see it.
Yeah, that's on them.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I feel that there is such a thing as evolution. And I don't mean, biological evolution, but spiritual evolution.
Yes.
And that as long as it takes and as slow as things go, I do believe that there is a force going towards the better, towards a more just, a more decent, just a better way of life.
More peaceful, happier way of
Yes,
life. Agreed.
absolutely. And that we can have that. We're not going to have it the day after tomorrow, but that we can have that.
Yes.
And that if, each of us makes the right choices, that will come into existence.
Beautifully said. Beautifully
Thank you.
said.
Thank you. We wandered a little far afield from the eclipse,
Oh, we did.
but maybe and maybe not. depends how you look at it, I guess.
True,
But,
true.
I am really looking forward to it tomorrow. And it's something that whatever else millions of people will be experiencing at the same time. And maybe we can kind of see in that we don't have to be as divided as we are. That the sun and the moon are going to do what they're going to do. And they don't care who we are.
Yeah.
Okay. There's, there's some real symbolism in that. That, the important things happen whether we agree to them or not.
Yes.
And, we're going to get ultimately what we create. We're going to kind of reap what we sow. So let's be careful about what we're sowing.
Yes, truly.
And, that the future, I went from I went from Martin Luther King quote. Now I'm going to go to a Terminator quote.
Hey, that's how we do it here
Yes.
on the weird part.
But I've always loved that quote that there is no fate except what we make. And that, through the Terminator movies is an ongoing theme that there doesn't have to be a nuclear war. There doesn't have to be a war against the machines. None of that has to happen. We can stop it from happening by just doing what's right here and now. And I believe that.
Yes.
And I believe that we will. So yes. Is there something you'd like to add, Star? No
I
pressure.
I just I wanted to ask the viewers, like, if they're gonna ex witness the eclipse, and if they do, please tell us about it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, that's a great idea. Yes, please. If you have eclipse related experiences across the full spectrum, even if they're a dream, even if something you perceive, if something happens surrounding the eclipse, by all means, let us know here.
Please
And
do. So
yeah,
interested.
vincenttreewell@gmail.com. What is probably the best way to reach me. And yeah, comments to the weird part, Patreon. And I'd love to get some follow-up on that. That'd be great.
Yes. Ooh, that does remind me. I did have a very short story about the eclipse
Oh,
in
please.
2017. Very short, very sweet personal story. My mother is a very very non-emotional person. So very just no nonsense, rigid. She's Haitian, so she's like, real tough. Never, I've only seen her cry like once in my whole life. She's the toughest woman I know, toughest person I know. And during the eclipse in 2017, she got very emotional, and that was almost more wild for me to see than the moon going across the sun, because she does not she's a wonderful lady, and she laughs, and she has, I know they're in there, she has emotions, I know she does, but she just doesn't show
Very
them very
composed.
very com thank you, that's the perfect word, very very composed. But it was really beautiful to see her, get emotional at the eclipse. And she even grabbed my hand and she was like, look.
Wow.
And I don't it that just it to me that means, there is, even in the most unemotional people, or the most desolate places, there's hope and there's emotion and there's goodness there.
Yes.
And I truly I even if it's deep down, I think that beauty, that hope there is everywhere. So
Oh, that's a really
yeah.
beautiful story.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised that that was the thing that, really brought that out of her.
Know. I didn't think she'd be interested in it at all. But
Wow.
she was the one that wanted to see it, and I sat outside with her, and luckily it was exact directly in our path, luckily at that one time. So
Wow.
we didn't have to drive anywhere. And it went over, and yeah, she had her moment, and it was truly beautiful.
That sounds like it. Wow. That is a great note to end on.
Thank
So
you.
yes, thank you for being here. Once again, Star.
My pleasure, always.
Thank all of you for listening. This has been The Weird Part. I am your host, Vincent Trewell. Star Vance has been our special guest and friend of the show. Thank you for listening and good night.
Good night, everybody.